Welcome to the podcast of First Baptist Church of Robbinsville. Thank you for joining us. We trust that the teaching of God's Word will speak to you.
Good morning, church family. We are no longer leaping into the new year. We have landed in the new year. So happy new year. Good morning. Welcome, everybody. If you're visiting with us today, we're so glad that you are here. And we pray that this is an exciting new year for you. So let's go ahead and open this morning with one verse from Psalm 44. I'm going to put it up on the big screen. If you would, please stand with me in reverence and honor for the reading of God's holy, inerrant, inspired, infallible word. Psalm 44, verse 8 says, "In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever." Selah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we pause and look for a moment and celebrate who you are and what you have done in our lives, we pray that Jesus would be glorified. We pray that you would be praised. And as we stop to gaze into 2023, we ask that you would stir our affections for your Son, Jesus, that there would be a deepening hunger and longing to know you and to look for you and to see you do all that you desire to do in our lives going into this year. Bless this service, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. A new year is such an exciting time to do just what that last word of Psalm 44, verse 8 says, Selah, pause, stop and be still and think about it for just a moment. Let it soak in. The psalmist is rejoicing in what God has done, delivering him from their enemies. And the psalmist reminds us that when we pause, it's a great time to just boast in God, to look to him and to praise him for who he is and for what he's done. And so that is something as a church we look forward to doing each and every year. And we try to just reflect for a moment on the things that God has done in our personal lives and in the life of this church. And so if you were to answer the question to someone this week, what did God do in your life in 2022? What did he teach you? What would you say? If you haven't paused to think about that, we would encourage you today or this evening or this week to spend some time just journaling or thinking, God, what have you done in my life? It may be sometimes challenging to think, how has my life really changed that much in the last week or two? But when you look and think about maybe where your life was a year ago, can you look and see God's hand? Can you look and remember his voice? And so as a church, we just want to pause for just a moment and think, did God minister to you this year in your life group or in discipleship groups, when you met in homes, when you had coffee and discussed and studied the book of Proverbs and the book of James, as that was a heavy focus of our time last year? Could the youth group stop and think, how did God minister to you through all the studying and the games and the interactions that you did as Ethan Ramsey transitioned last year and took on the role of as youth pastor, and many of you stepped into new positions to serve alongside of him in that? And let's not forget the overnighter, which just seems to be a big deal every year. I don't know how y'all do it. Know how you do it, but you keep at it. And just how awesome it is that the youth continues to minister to people that are outside of our church and draw them in. If we could interview the kids upstairs in the Kids for Christ room or downstairs in the 3 to 5 year old Kids for Christ room and maybe just ask them, do you love what you've been learning and the time that you've had last year? Or if we pause for a moment and remembered VBS and the 58 or 59 kids that God brought here every evening singing that Jesus is our superhero, and the handful of young men and or boys and girls that trusted in the gospel this year. And this is my personal favorite. It was the third day of VBS, and it was Jesus has the power to save us. And Jesus here was raised from the dead, and all the kids ran out and swarmed Lance and was just celebrating that that is a real, that's the beauty of the gospel in the Bible. Or what about if we talked for a moment about summer family fellowship? Could you stop and say, man, I built some new friendships. I had some really good conversations with new people, or my conversations went deeper with others. I'm pretty sure we won that softball game that day. Or what about if you look back at your time this year, for those of you that participated in Renew, were you refreshed? Did you embrace one another? Were you nourished and were you equipped meeting on Sunday nights? Or if we paused and said, go back to our three-day men's ministry camping trip this year, the seventh year, and just stop and ask, what did you learn when we studied what it means to have an iron sharpening iron kind of relationship? Or what was it like for those of you that spent all day hiking to the Hangover and we wondered if you would ever make it back? Or if we paused for a moment and remembered Tim Palmer and Rory Frederick being ordained as deacons of this church body. What an exciting journey that was, 1 year as Yoke Fellows, and then that day whenever they were ordained. Or what if we stopped to remember that time whenever Ethan and Sarah would be serving for a short period of time, and at the time we didn't know, but that they would be going with Eternal Truth Ministries over to Ducktown, Tennessee to serve at the Rock Church. And we knew that they would be missing then on Sunday mornings for quite a while. And this is Ethan and Volley and Colin ordaining three men as elders of that church. And as of just last week, Ethan's time there is done. And so welcome back, Ethan and Sarah, on Sunday mornings. Hallelujah. Or if we pause for a moment to reflect on what David Thacker preached on just a couple months ago in this new partnership that we have with Emmanuel Baptist Church, going on a little over a year now, and many of you went out there and served that church body as they trust and follow David's leadership, seeking to become a church that prioritizes disciple making. And so most of you know that soon after David and Dana and their family went out, that Frank and Jasmine joined them. And we felt that this would be a great encouragement to that church, and it would be a great time to continue to equip Frank for his desire to be in full-time ministry. Or if we stop to remember or talk to Scott and Carol and all the different times this year that they went and served out at Truett Camp or with disaster relief, and just listen to some of the stories that they have to share. Or if we pause for a moment and celebrated and thought about the transition that Ben Thacker and his family had from ETM and becoming our discipleship pastor, moving in right next door here to the parsonage, and what an incredible journey and huge step of faith that this has been for them. Or one more, if we stop to think about the long talked about and prayed for Life Center that now has a frame out back, hallelujah to the Lord. He has done great things, and all of this is a result of prayer. Most of you 1 year ago picked up your prayer magnet. Those will be available again today from 2023. But when we just stop and think for a moment, Lord, you have done great things. And there's so much more that we could talk about. We would run out of time if we tried to put up pictures from the church work days and the shoebox ministry and all the phone calls and the one-on-one meetings and hot meals that were delivered to many homes. If we stop to think about the newlyweds in the church from 2022, the new life that was born as so many precious babies were born into this church. I guess last winter was a cold winter. But 2022 cause the nursery to start booming a little bit. So many new members joined RFBC this year. So many new folks trusted the gospel. And you remember that one Sunday that the whole Sunday was just like baptisms. And that was just, it was awesome. And new friendships were made. And so many of you stepped into new roles to serve. And you know, I just kind of, as I just reflected on just the glimpses that these pictures provide, which doesn't even touch on the whole picture, and I just kind of thought, what if, just think for a moment, what if no one prayed? What if 1 year ago, everybody just kind of said, I don't really care. God will do his thing. Somebody else will do it. What if no one brought their children or their teenagers to church? There would be no need for Kids for Christ. There would be no need for youth leaders and a youth pastor. What if no one had any hunger and desire for the word? The life group hosts and the leaders showed up, but no one showed up. What if there was no one willing to serve back in the tech booth? No preaching or singing would be streamed. What if no one was willing to get here early and turn the lights on and make the coffee and do all of those things? What if no one cared to give financially and worship God and be a part of the purposes of the church? There would be no resources to work with. And what if no one was willing to go to the Rock or to Emmanuel? What if no one saw a need for a life center because no one stayed after to fill up the fellowship hall back here that can't even come close to holding us? But that's not the story of 2022, is it? That's not the story, because individuals were allowing God to do great things. Often that was the story of Israel in the Old Testament. They forgot about God and they didn't care and they did what was right in their own eyes. But that's not our story, and that's not going to be the story of 2023. So imagine if God stepped, or actually, let me just say it this way. If someone was sitting here today and they couldn't think of anything from 2022 to boast in and to praise God for, let 2023 give you a different story. If you're looking to dig deep in the Word and have real life discussions about who God is and what His Word says, you're in the right place. The opportunity is here. If you're looking for a place to get plugged in and to become active and to serve God, you're in the right place. The opportunity is here. And if you're looking for friendships that will be real and authentic and grow and edify one another's walk with Christ, you're in the right place, because there's so many people here who have that desire. So what if God were to ask you and God were to ask me, what do you want me to do for you in 2023? And you kind of think, I mean, would he really ask that? That almost kind of seems self-centered, but it's not. It's God-centered. But it's fascinating to think about this question, because this is exactly what Jesus asked two individuals who were crying out to him when he was on his way to Jericho. As he passed by and he heard their voices, he stood still and he called to them and he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The Son of God asked blind Bartimaeus and his blind friend, "What do you want me to do for you?" Which at least communicates to us that he wants us to ask. And because he wants to do something, he wants to do his works in our life. It's meant to stir our affections. God notices you and he notices me, and he wants to do a work in our lives. And so they said to him, "Lord, that our eyes may be open." So Jesus had compassion, and Jesus did a work. Jesus touched their eyes, and the first time their eyes ever opened, they're looking at the Son of God. And immediately, when they receive sight, notice those last four words, They followed him. They didn't say, hey, thanks, Jesus. See you later. Thanks, Jesus, for giving me eyesight. I don't really care about anything else that you want to do in my life. I'm going to go on my way now. They kept looking at Jesus, and they got in behind Jesus and followed him to Jericho and likely on to Jerusalem after that. Could I say to you this morning that when we long for him and continue to long for him to do a work in our lives, it's a continual process. He's not finished with the church. He's just getting started. And 2023 is ahead of us. And I think he wants us to be excited about what he wants to do in our lives this year. And so today we're going to give you a prayer magnet to pick up on your way out, to put on your refrigerator or wherever would be an encouraging reminder to pray. And there's three prayer requests that we would like to ask everyone to corporately pray for in 2023. These prayer requests were much talked about amongst the elders on our elders retreat. And when we got back, we brought the deacons in and spent a lot of time just asking God, what would you want us as a body unified and praying for this year? And so the first request on that magnet is simply this, that our hearts will be captivated by God's wisdom. And you think for a moment what that means, that God would get our attention, that God would have the number one place in our hearts. We studied wisdom in 2022, and we're going to continue to look at other books of wisdom in 2023, and we're going to begin with the Sermon on the Mount. And so I want to encourage you, similar to last year, as we do this, as we begin this new journey next week with the Sermon on the Mount, would you consider, whether it's a journal or a notebook or just opening up the notepad on your phone, not taking a long list of notes necessarily, but would you consider each Sunday at some point in the afternoon or the evening or night writing down just one simple sentence of how God spoke to you that day? Come Sunday morning saying, Lord, I'm expecting to hear from you. I am asking you to captivate my heart with who you are and wisdom and the wisdom that you have. Speak to my life, into my life. I know a lot of you got your hands full. But what if everyone, young and old, just said, every week I'm going to write down one simple thought or sentence about how God spoke to me today through his word when I gathered together in God's house. Well, it's interesting because when we get to the end of the Sermon on the Mount, there's a very familiar passage that, let's just think about it for just a second. It's a passage that reminds us that this whole sermon centered around building your life on God's wisdom. And Jesus concludes this sermon by simply talking about two different men, two different responses to his wisdom. He tells us there's really one of two ways to respond to God's wisdom whenever it's spoken. And our lives will then be built in one of two ways. And when the storms of life come, our lives will then be impacted in one of two ways. So in Matthew 7, verse 24 and 26, here is each of those two. Jesus tells us, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. But moments later, Jesus says, but everyone who also hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, doesn't really care, doesn't really want any part of it, Jesus said, I'll liken that person to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So you notice that everyone hears, but there's two different responses. And in between these verses, we know what's there. There's a storm. The storm comes, kind of like the trials in James 1. The storms of life come. If we stop to say, what was hard in 2022? It's pretty easy to remember those hard things, isn't it? What was hard for your marriage in What was hard at school in 2022? What was hard at work? What was challenging in your family and in your circle of friends? What caused you a few times at the end of the week or the end of the month to say, "I don't know if I'm going to make it till tomorrow"? Maybe you had a few of those moments. Maybe there was a few moments where you took a big breath. Jesus reminds us the storms just come. Storms come. And they beat on that house and they beat on that house, but he gives us this promise to the one that will say, "Lord, I want you to do a work in my life. And I know in order to do that, I need your wisdom to be building my life, laying that rock solid foundation." God said, "Amen." And so if we long to do that, he says, "I assure you, when that storm comes, when those hard days come and they beat on that house and they beat on that house, your house will stand, your life will stand, the church will stand." Though churches are falling away left and right, accepting things that God says isn't acceptable, this church will stand, and we will stand together, united in his name. So will you join us and pray for that? Secondly, on your prayer magnet, we want to challenge everyone to pray that we will grow in using our unique God-given gifts and talents to serve others. This is a church that is not exclusive but inclusive. We want to recognize every single individual in the body of Christ. And while I know it's true that there are times that individuals come in and may even be here now, that the last thing you need to do is be asked to do something. There are times for healing. There are times for growing. There are times for discovering who God is and being captivated by him. But the big thing that we see from beginning to end in Scripture is God never wants you to stay there. And as a church, we want to pray and seek and look for how God is leading any individual to serve in the biggest or the smallest of ways and to be a part of what he is doing and longing to do in 2023. And so it's neat that Romans chapter 12 talks about the gifts that were given by the Holy Spirit to us. And there's not really a time frame in Scripture that I've ever seen of when he gives these gifts. I realize it would be easy to say he gives gifts upon the moment of salvation, but that's not necessarily clear in Scripture. It seems that he gives gifts whenever he wants to give a gift, because the church has a need for the gifts. And so right in the middle, or right at the beginning of Romans 12, the Bible is talking about us being this one body in Christ, and kind of like your arms and your feet do different things and have different purposes. Romans 12 verse 5 says, "So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually we're members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us." Let us use them. The church is supposed to be equipping people to use the gifts and talents that God has called them to. So here's a spoiler alert. There could be a Sunday school class that's introduced next week about spiritual gifts. And so I'm super excited about that. And we want to invite everyone to pray for that. "Lord, if you're going to do a work, I'm willing to let you and ask you to do that work through me." We don't want anyone to miss out on what God is doing and longing to do. And finally, on this prayer magnet, we want to encourage everyone to pray that we will do well in serving alongside Emmanuel Baptist Church to build God's kingdom together. Did anybody else ever grow up seeing a church partner with another church for the greater good of what God is wanting to do? So this is a really special and unique thing. If you go back to the first sermon preached in October, David Thacker is here and he's preaching that sermon. And so if you were new today or last week, you could see more, hear more of those details. But this is a pretty powerful thing. A lot of those guys from Kinston, North Carolina, came in and went with us on the men's ministry trip. And so relationships there are continuing to grow. And God is just doing awesome things in the church and in the life of the Thacker family and the Klein family. And so we're excited for another year to say, Lord, how do you want to use this partnership to continue to do what you long to do, both in Graham County and in Eastern North Carolina, where your vessels just flow through us, and let's do it. Well, it's really cool that in the book of Philippians, the only church that partnered with the Apostle Paul and his ministry was the church at Philippi. And when he begins writing this letter, he says this powerful and familiar statement to encourage us with this partnership. It's in Philippians 1:6, and it reminds us as a church to be confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And I just step back, and we just step back this morning as a church and say, God is a doer. God is committed to doing, and God is committed to finishing. Wow, that you want to do your work through us. Isn't it fascinating that you never open up the Gospels and read about the life and ministry of Jesus? And nowhere do you read that he just kind of went from town to town just hanging out, you know, just standing still, just you know, being idle, that he was ministering, he was loving, he was teaching and preaching and healing, showing off the glory of God. So today, we would love to invite each family on your way out, pick up a 2023 prayer magnet, pick up a new sermon schedule that will show how the Sermon on the Mount is broken down over the next 3 months, and don't let it just be just a magnet on your refrigerator, but maybe when you look at that magnet, just hear God saying to you, what do you want me to do in 2023? What do you want me to do for you and in you and through you to reach friends, family members, strangers, and neighbors for my purposes and for my glory? We get to all do this together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it is here that we just stop for a moment and we wonder who in this church body will come to a clear understanding of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus in 2023. Would it be a child? Would it be a friend, a neighbor, a stranger, a teenager? Would it be someone we don't know, but you know? Lord, who in this community or in this church body will you be calling to serve in a new way? What friendships will you build, Lord? What discussions will we have amongst ourselves? Who will come to Sunday school and come into this sanctuary an hour later saying, wow, God just spoke to me? Who will pull out of this parking lot this year, Lord, in tears, filled with awe and wonder, because the God of the universe ministered to them in this church building through your people? Who, Lord, outside of this county, maybe in Eastern North Carolina, maybe in another state, but who, Lord, will you minister to through the online streaming or through the people of God as we're being captivated by your wisdom, astonished by all the things you say and do, and others are getting the overflow? Use us, Lord, to do all that you desire to do as we eagerly anticipate the return of your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by the teaching of God's Word. If you have questions or would like more information about our church, you can find us at www.robbinsvillefbc.org or call the office at 828-479-3423. God bless you and have a great day.